This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
GarageBand, you literally feel like home to me, and I love audio only recording of a podcast so bad. I took this for granted, and now, like, being out here trying to do video podcasting, how I miss GarageBand. Oh, how I missed you, girl. Hold on, let's do a sound check real quick. And one thing about me, I'm a sound check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, because I cannot tell you how many times I have literally started podcasting and my sound was bad the entire time, especially with video, because audio only, I can monitor it. I can monitor the sounds. I can see when it cuts off, if it cuts off. Video, you can't do that. I'm just looking at my pretty face. But guys, I'm not even finna lie to y'all. I'm about to package the most basic advice and turn into an entire podcast episode. It feels basic to me because it should have been like so common sense, but it wasn't. And so I don't know if y'all have seen that TikTok, but it's a TikTok where a girl is like, when someone takes the most basic advice and turns it into like a life-changing quote, and it'll be something like, when you forget, you don't remember. And it will like put music and dramatic music and everything behind it. Like, that's literally how it's about to feel right now. But I need to give y'all some advice. I need to give y'all advice that I should have taken, that I'm officially taking 2 days starting today. And it hopefully changes my life and my view on life. So let's get it started. And No, you know what song's been really stuck in my mind? That song that's like, don't drop that dun-da-da, hey, don't drop that dun-da-da, don't drop that dun-da-da, don't drop that dun-da-da, don't. Welcome back to the Distract Me Please podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and today I am here by myself pulling out my eyelash extensions that I did at home. If you don't know, I'm a certified lash tech. I don't do people's lashes. I started to do it, and I didn't realize, like, I thought it would be something fun and cute that I could make money off of while I'm in college, like my cute little hustler side job. Like, I got to college and I really wanted to hustle, girl. I really did. I hate the way my breathing has been sounding recently. It was just like, it is what it is. I had a few breathing issues a while back. I had bronchitis and I feel like my body didn't fully recover from that. I mean, on top of doing other things that, like, probably ain't that good for my lungs, but that's another story. Okay, listen, in my defense, the no nicotine vapes be hidden sometimes, okay? So, but I truly offer bronchitis. I'm like, I can hear it in my lungs sometimes. I'm just like, but anyways, that's besides the point. Welcome back to the Distract Me Please podcast. I'm here by myself. I used to be a certified lash tech, girl. English. We don't know words. We really don't know words. But yeah, and I really thought I would have fun, like, being my little hustle culture moment, LLC moment in college, and I really hated it. One thing I did not take into account for is, like, when you are offering your services to people and you have people paying you for your services, you are now at the mercy of other people. If someone wants to wake you up at 9 a.m, they're waking you up at 9 a.m. Also, having weird hours means less customers. And so, you know, it's all really cute to be like, oh, I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. Yes, you can as a business. But be prepared. You're probably not, like, you know, you're probably not going to get a bunch of customers. I couldn't just do afternoon lash appointments because most people are working and going to class. Most people need like 6 a.m. appointments, like, really truly, and people will wake up for 6 a.m. for things that they want. Hey, I didn't really want to do people's lashes. I just wanted to make some money. So I was like, you know what, I can't be doing this lash business as my little side hustle when my heart isn't here. So I stopped. So right now I'm ripping off all my lashes because I don't like them. They're bothering me now. It's not that I didn't like them. I just get tired of lashes very quickly. I should also stop throwing them on my floor because this is how I always have moments.
later on where I'm like, is that a spider? No, it's my ripped out lashes. Like, please don't fall. I've knocked that table over so many times.
But back to what I was saying, my mediocre advice that I'm about to offer y'all. Okay, so if you've been here for a while, especially if you listened to the last podcast episode where I'm talking about like, ow! Oh my God. You ever try to rip out a lash extension that was really glued on? Girl, these have been on for a while, so they're popping off. So I got confident and I... So I have a semicolon on my wrist, right? I've never enjoyed my life. Never, ever, 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 ever. The environment that I grew up in, the community that I was surrounded by, it was not people that reflected the way I wanted my life to live, to be lived. And so I did create a tight-knit group of friends that I very much enjoy to this day. So I would literally, I shit you not, my days would be walking into the house and then instantly, hi, hello, good afternoon, how was your day, how have you been, doesn't matter, have the worst, some of the worst days of my life in high school, day after day after day after day, middle school, like you name it, some of the worst days of my life in grade school, hi, how are you doing, how's your day, good afternoon, oh, okay. Oh, you want me to grab you some water? Sure, I'll get you some water. I have homework tonight. I can maybe cook for you. Okay, you know what? Let me just do it now. Let me get it out the way. I don't know how long it's going to take. Sure, I can make you that cup of tea. And before you know it, I haven't had a chance to sit down. And then when I finally got to sit down, I was so exhausted that that is how I ended up pulling like all-nighters for my high school homework. And when they're like, oh, you better start early. So that way things are like girly. I was coming home to cry myself into a ball. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I was not getting your work done starting days beforehand. I was not getting that stuff done. Everything was due tomorrow was truly my philosophy. And sometimes do next class period, do the class period before. Cannot tell you how much I have literally waited till literally the very last second until doing homework in high school. And that is just how I ran. because when I, and Iran is a country, but that was just because when I got home, I did not get to decompress. My decompressing was in that dance gym, which is why I danced like my fucking life depended on it, and why it also felt really crappy that I felt like I wanted so badly to be recognized for my dancing, but I really didn't get recognized for my dancing until senior year. And I guess that's what added to it. Luckily, ouch. I mean, of course, because I'm talking about it, it still like affects me a little, but it affects me in the sense of like sometimes I look back and I mourn for the things that I didn't know and the person it made me. And because of the things I didn't know and the person who I was, there are certain things that I couldn't accomplish and I was very sad. And so like I think about it in the sense of like, I'm so sorry that you felt that way, but don't worry, moving forward, we won't let that happen again. And it's not even in the sense of like, oh, I will never accomplish anything or like, it just feels like a lot of how my time was spent in dance was because I didn't know how to speak up for myself. But again, that was because I went home and experienced that. So with a little bit of knowledge on my background and whatnot, college was the first time I got to truly step out and make my own decisions and get to decide what I want my life to be like. With that being said, that is just like a minute small detail of why my life is so miserable. Like when I'm back in home and family, back in the environment, like just back in the environment that I don't want to be in. Truly. Oh, there's so much to talk on. And I mean, it's a podcast. We have hours, but I have homework to get done because I kind of want to crawl into bed early tonight and just do what I'm about to tell y'all. So, and I'm from Texas, man. Hey, what go down? Whoop-de-whoop. So yes, I will say y'all a lot. But I literally am like, college was the first time that I truly got to enjoy life. And if I wanted to be out and about at 4 a.m., I could be out and about at 4 a.m. If I wanted to spend all the money in my bank account, I could with no repercussions. If I didn't want to go to church on Sunday, I didn't have to and no one would know. I truly got to choose how I wanted to live my life in college. And so only now are bits and pieces of my life starting to be enjoyable. And one city is miserable for me while while I'm starting to realize the rest of the world, I still have, you know? Houston might be miserable for me, but don't worry. College Station isn't. Austin isn't. Dallas isn't. Colorado isn't. I have so many other places in the world that I can go and I can enjoy and I can be happy there. So with that being said, I'm still limited because I'm still, you know, in college and still semi at the beck and call of my family. And I still have to go home and I still have to visit because so much of my life is still being paid by my mom. You know, like we are in college to be able to make enough money to graduate and get a good job so I can pick up all those bills and just do enough for myself and grow the life that I want to grow. Knowing it's going to piss everyone off. Knowing I want to make a decision as soon as I graduate, which is not that big of a decision, but I don't even want to speak it on here because I mean, I don't really know what family members listen to my podcast and I don't need them outing the decision that I want to make. And I know this decision is literally probably going to cause two extremes to happen. One, people are going to call and check up on me every single day and will not leave me alone and will literally try to do interventions with me. I can't explain it, but all I can say is this is a decision that every other college graduate makes. But because I come from a different culture, making that decision is highly frowned upon. Highly, 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 highly frowned upon. And so, and then the next thing that's going to happen is when people realize, well, since you don't want to listen to me, since you don't want to listen to us, and we obviously know what's better for your life, well, then we're done talking to you and we're going to leave you alone. And that is when I'm going to know peace, is when people finally leave me alone and go, well, to prove that you can't do it, we're going to sit here and watch you fall apart. Thank you so much. That's what I've been waiting on. Thank you so much. That's what I've been waiting on. Thank you so much. Truly been waiting for you to come to that realization for my entire life. Because my life is not your life. And it took me 21 years to figure that out. And now I can make decisions for myself. But again, because of all of this, I am not fully satisfied for where my life is and where it's going. Because, again, I know the decisions that I'm about to make is about to piss people off. Keep in mind, listen, by some decisions that I mean is things that piss my family off and literally makes them want to do interventions with me. I don't tell them when I'm coming back home for a weekend. Because I have a doctor's appointment, there's no point. I'm not seeing people. I'm just in and out real quick. So go to Houston, do my little doctor checkup, come back home. I start getting phone calls. How disrespectful of you to not call me to let me know. These are not people that is my mother, okay? I want everyone to realize this. This is not my mother calling me. This is not my dad calling me, okay? These are random family members. So you just come into Houston and you don't tell anyone? You just want everything of your life to be a secret? And they're not joking, guys. I have truly gotten into heated fights and arguments and literally have started drama in the family because I did not call family members who are not my parents to say, hey, I'm coming to Houston just to let you know. Like, I don't understand it. I am telling you, I was raised in this culture and I still don't understand it. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. So it's small things like that where I say decisions that the everyday American young adult would make, I am not supposed to make them because that's not the culture I was raised in. They hold me to that other standard and it makes my life so miserable, which is why my show description is literally called a voice note. It literally says like voice notes for the soul of the rebellious daughters of immigrants. Because, like, I get it, man. You can choose to wear jean shorts and people will frown on you. Why are you wearing that? You think you're that American? Don't you know you're supposed to wear long jeans when you're around family? Babes, my cheeks aren't even hanging out. And these jean shorts are actually, like, to the middle of my thigh. Like, nothing is showing. Why are you wearing that form-fitting dress? Why did you decide to buy a new car? Why are you dating someone while you're in college? What, like, oh my God, the way every single family member thinks every decision is about them and a personal attack on them, I don't care. And when you say you don't care, when you care about your life only and you couldn't care less about them, it is like telling them that you're going to kill their firstborn child and sacrifice that kid to Satan himself. Please, babe, shut the hell up. So with all this being said, it's safe to say there are still so many aspects of my life that I'm very unhappy with, and a lot of it revolves around career and finances, because if I had a career that brought me good finances, a lot of these things I wouldn't have to deal with or even tolerate, and I could truly just cuss anyone and everyone out because I can afford to be out on my own. I can afford to not care. I can afford to call the cops on you instead of opening the door, no matter how much you're banging on my door. Like, you know, I don't have to take a lot of the things. And so a lot of that is why I started my podcast, you know, follow my dream, get into the actual career I want to be in, like going the places where I want to go. And so I didn't realize how heavy on my heart it weighs to see other people doing that. And it's not even necessarily like the people around me. Like when people around me are succeeding, I am like clapping and praising them. And I truly not an ounce of jealousy, but I'm talking like big influencers. I'm talking about people who have done this for 10, 15, 20 years, multi-millionaires, mega mansions, crazy money, crazy lifestyles, got to drop out of college, started this in high school, took off in 3 years, posting on social media, everything's a job, so many businesses started. All they can talk about is how amazing the world is because they had their career since they were high schoolers. They never had to go to college. Their few years spent in college, they dropped out. Maybe they struggled a little because they weren't making the money they were making today back then. But at the end of the day, social media was that career for them. Social media did everything for them. And I truly didn't realize. I knew I was jealous. I knew it knew it. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I wasn't. We accept jealousy over here on this podcast because, babes, it's a human emotion. But it's an emotion that can be very productive. It can be destructive, too. But that's if you let it. And I don't think I was letting it get in the way until today. I just had this revelation because that's one of the reasons why I switched to books. I needed something fiction. I mean, I love Remy Ashton, Alicia Marie, Adeline Morin. Who else do I love watching? I mean, those are typically my big three that I go back to. What's that girl's name? My Fam. I mean, adore. My Life is Ava. Ava Jules. Love, love, love their vlogs. Could watch their vlogs every day. And I did for years. And I kept telling myself, I'm going to be like them one day. I'm going to be like them one day. I'm going to. And then one day dragged into weeks, which dragged into months, which has now turned into years. And now I can say after 3 years, damn, that shit started to weigh on me. 3 years. And I don't even think I am walking in the same direction as them, other than being able to say, I post content too. I'm a content creator too. But they have businesses built up. They have built empires around themselves that are so stable through social media that it is insane. The things that they can do with their career because of what they have built up for 10 plus years. And I feel like I haven't even gotten started. And I didn't realize how much it weighed on me until I started reading books and stopped watching YouTube. But here's the thing. Sometimes I don't always want to pick up a book and read, you know? Sometimes I'm falling asleep, and I love when I'm falling asleep and I'm watching something and I'm barely paying attention, but I kind of keep getting glimpses of it as I'm passing out. Or I love the moments where I sit there and I just binge. I binge a creator who I love, because as much as I love my fictional books, I love reality. So I love reality TV shows. I love the Kardashians. I love Bling Empire. I love Young, Famous, and African. I love my reality TV shows. I'm about to start watching Love is Blind. Give me real, give me raw human emotion. The ups and downs of life, the good and the bad, on the barest of minimums. That is where everyone can relate, the ups and downs of life. But I didn't realize that. Oh my gosh, in my obsession with watching things of people who have made lives for themselves, made careers for themselves from absolute nothing, I lost one I never understood, which I got to learn from Outsiders, the book, which is, again, what the whole last podcast episode is about. One, people got opportunities that I can't even dream of. People were born in the right year. Because I'm sorry, you had to be born in the right year to be one of these YouTube stars making this money currently in 2024. These people were simply the right age and had the right support system around them that allowed them to get onto YouTube every day, post their videos consistently to the point where they got to be the first wave of YouTube stars. Same thing, right age, right idea, right mindset. You had to be born at the right time to be young enough to be a TikTok star. To not want to be associated with any of the other apps that all these other people were doing. And that is how you get your Charli D'Amelio, your Noah Beck, you know, all your people who rose up off of TikTok. What's the next social media platform? I don't know, but it's time. It's time for a new one. Brittany Broski said it once. And you know what? Now, because at first I was like, girl, TikTok is so new. What are you talking about? You already want a new social media platform? I agree with her. I agree with her so hard. Because I don't like the algorithm that is now TikTok. I don't like how every third video is a TikTok shop video. I don't like how everything is trying to show you a TikTok like promotion video. Like TikTok has now turned into the TikTok store. Everything is TikTok shop. If you're on TikTok, you better be promoting something. TikTok has turned into a platform of nothing but ads, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And so I'm ready for the next one. I thought it was going to be Threads, which is why I was so happy to jump onto Threads, but that did not work out, that crashed and burned so hard. And I think what Threads really showed us is how much people want a new social media platform. They want a new social media app. But all this to say, today I started something new. Here comes the basic life advice that I said was going to be coming, y'all. Instead of sitting here, I finished the Song of Achilles, sobbed, by the way, made a whole TikTok about it. Go check it out on TikTok. Whole TikTok about it. Podcast girly on TikTok. And literally, I started reading the book because I heard it was a cute love story. I know a lot of people love it on TikTok. Hey, why did y'all do that to me? Why did no one tell me that I would bawl my eyes out so hard like a baby that at 5:30 in the morning when I finish the book, my boyfriend literally wakes up out of his sleep and goes, baby, why are you crying? Like just sleepy as hell, just baby. Baby girl. Why, baby girl? He woke up, he went, shh. Baby girl, I got you. Where are you going, baby girl? I'm kidding, that's not what he did, but he did wake up and go, baby, why are you crying? And I just went, my book. And then he just pulled me into him and went back to sleep. When he realized that everything was okay, I wasn't crying over a real reason. I mean, I was crying over a real reason, but you know, not like a life-threatening reason. It was like, she's gonna be okay, so I'm going back to sleep. And he just held me in his way of supporting me. And I was like, sobbed even harder, because that book showed me a new way to love and be loved. And I feel like that was the perfect ending to my little fairy tale love story, was then to be shown that I do have a love like that. And babes, the way I sobbed even harder. Oh, he doesn't even know. And the fact that tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and guys, that was our first date. Our first date was on Valentine's Day, and today's the 13th. Today was the first day that like we met in person. Like, so it all just keeps... Is my phone off? Did my phone die? Or did it turn off? What the hell? Why is my phone off? I don't know. I'm not mad at it, though. Everyone leave me the hell alone. But... yeah, so I was like, okay, I finished reading books. Like, what am I going to do today? I want to start a new book tomorrow because I have a lot of class stuff I want to get done. I decided... Priyana, instead of going to your normal, regular, schmegular influencers, why don't we try going to watch an influencer who's a smaller creator but has a life closer to yours? I keep begging and pleading for college content. Let's go find a college creator. And then you know what the other thing that I was also like, what else I was looking for? I am a Black woman in college. I went and I looked for Black women in college with YouTube channels. And let me tell you, boy, am I satisfied. I have never been satisfied. I have never been satisfied. My name is Angelica Schuyler. Oh, my phone probably died. Oh my God, it's at 7%. Wow. It turned off and turned, wow. My phone fully died on me and I didn't know. Plug it in. So I'm gonna shout these creators out. Dang, my phone's on 6%. Baby girl, my phone died. I'm gonna shout these creators out because truly, completely satisfied. And I think moving forward, I will no longer be watching Miss Remy Ashton. I think I'll still watch Adeline Morin because she's closest to the life that I want to have. But for the most part, I'm going to be watching people who I love. Brittany Broski. She doesn't do vlogs, so I'm watching her. Like, I can't watch the big, bad girls club, whatever. I can't watch the content creators who have blown up on social media because that's the life that I want. And every time I watched it, it was a hint of jealousy. And I keep saying this over and over in old podcast episodes in reference to Friends. If you or a loved one have mesothelioma, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, whatever. But if you or a loved one cannot be in a friendship, or you have a friend that you are so desperately jealous of, for any reason, because that friend gets everything paid for by their parents and you had to work your entire life. That person found young love and you have been struggling, and you have been struggling as a single person for so long in your life. Whatever it is, if it's causing you some jealousy, if you can't control it, you need to take a step back from that friendship. And if you really can't get it together after taking a step back, maybe you might need to think about, like, that person can't be my friend. Because I can't, like, jealousy not only ruins the other person's life, but it really ruins yours. Because you start to become so close-minded to things, you become a terrible version of yourself from jealousy. And sometimes you need to remove yourself from the equation. And to do that, I think I'm going to remove myself from the equation when it comes to these influencers. Not once, even through all my jealousy, have I ever been possessed to come on here and, like, comment negatively on their stuff. I will never sit here and blame them and say, well, they're the ones who are posting all this content, and I'm watching the content, but I just wish they didn't brag about their life. No, because that's exactly why I'm watching their content. Talking about country accents, bro. Y'all saw Beyonce drop 2 country singles and Act 2 of Renaissance is country themed? Boy. Anyways, I just wanted to share that information. Like, one, I was never possessed to do that. So anyone who gets jealous and has such a nasty spirit to do that, check yourself, for real. But I need to remove myself. I think I might still watch Adeline Morin's vlogs on and off because I truly do love her, but I need to put the Remy Ashton down. I need to put the Alicia Marie down. I don't know, something about Adeline where I'm like, I'm not ready to let that one go yet. Truly, y'all, I ain't ready to let that one go yet. But as much as I love them and as much as I want to watch their vlogs and support them, I think I might have to unfollow on social media. And I'm like, this feels so drastic because it's like, I still love them. You know, this hurts. I don't want to do that. I don't. And it sounds like I'm being so dramatic, but I'm so serious for my own mental health. I think I need to stop. So my new content creators that I'll be watching on YouTube from now on, especially for my vlog content, is going to be... Oh, girl, I don't know how to pronounce your name, so please don't be mad. Please don't be mad if I mispronounce it. Isabella Lofea? Lofea? L-O-A-F-E-A. Isabella Lofea. She's currently going to college in Hawaii, but I just feel like she's, like, stressing about college. You know, she's not really out here posting about, like, that much of being a content creator other than, like, oh, I'm editing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Because truly, as a content creator, like, there are times where you're in class and you're like, crap, and on top of, like, stressing about class, like, I have to edit. And I love when people share the ins and outs of, like, their content creation careers or what they're doing with it. It really is so fun to see. And the other person I'm going to be watching moving forward is Barbie K. She's also great. I didn't even get to finish the vlog because I was like, okay, I need to go finish my stuff for college myself. Okay, I can't keep watching people doing stuff for college and I'm not even getting my stuff done. So now I'm getting my stuff done so I can go ahead and go finish her vlogs. But I didn't realize how much I needed that. I needed a change in influencers. And so moving forward, I'm specifically going to be looking for influencers who, I don't care if they have a smaller following, I don't care if they're not in the millions, but I think I need to take a step away from big influencers who have made money and careers off of being huge, and only to a certain extent. Because, girl, will I still be following Jackie Aina on TikTok? Yes. And will I still binge every content, every single episode of hers? Yes. Who else? Brittany Broski, because she doesn't do vlogs, I will be watching everything she posts. Zayn and Heath Unfiltered podcast, love that. That's one thing, a podcast never really got to me. Slowing Down with Alex Cooper. Because sometimes when I watch her podcast, I can't help but think about her podcast deal that she got out of just like, oh, that's just the way the cookie crumbled in her life. And she really got a great deal out of that. But going and finding smaller content creators, and not because, like, oh my God, they're not successful, so, like, it is so much easier for me to tolerate them. Not in that sense, you know, but just getting away from, like, the content creators who are so big that maybe they can be considered corporations. Okay, like truly, like, big, like, conglomerations. Even conglomerators. Like David Dobrik, he got a pizza place, he got merch, he has videos, he has a podcast. Like, that's sounding like a conglomerate to me. I'm just saying, I need to step away from the influencers who are conglomerates right now. And it's not that I think there's anything bad with that, but it's like, that's the life that I thought I would have by now. And it's not. And it's really starting to hurt my soul. You won't break my soul. But to do that, I need to take a step back. And that's my advice to you. Let's really change the content we're binging. Oh my God. I think I'm even taking a step back from Twitter. I need to take a step back from Twitter so hardcore, because I have now used my Twitter as like news updates on celebrity drama, world drama, everything happening in the world. Like, I have really turned my Twitter into like a my Twitter is a lot of politics, but like also, what is it called? A way to just like advocate and stuff on social media. That is what my Twitter has turned into. But before, my Twitter used to be somewhere that I went on there, saw really happy, light content, feel good content, funny tweets. And now I'm just like, every other thing is another bill that's about to be overturned, or another bill that's about to get passed, or some other thing in politics and the American justice system that just sucks. And so I'm sitting there retweeting, because it's still so important to use my voice. But also, Twitter was my favorite social media app. So I'd open Twitter, I kid you not, 5-6 times throughout the day. And I would be, and I know that doesn't sound like much, but it's because I would spend hours. The time I'll spend on TikTok, that's how much time I spend on Twitter. Stupid amount of hours. Like, stupid. Just dumb. So I think I need to take a step back, because I do realize, like, I'll close Twitter and I feel like crap. Because to me, it feels like the world is burning down because of how many things I just sat there, retweeted, and commented on, because I felt the need to, because I can't believe American politics is the way it is. And we're just going back in time to policies that just should not exist at all, or shouldn't even, like, we should not even be talking about the same things we've been talking about for centuries, for decades. Like, please, oh my God, find new ideas. Is it so hard to create a new idea? Oh my God, women don't deserve rights. Y'all have been saying that for centuries now. Please, let's try a new idea. Like, what if we give women the same rights as men and actually help them out by creating laws that helps them get a step up, because to level the playing field, because we've put them so far behind men, we need to do things for them that we wouldn't do for men, because that's how we even the playing field for women. Imagine if people, like everyone in the American justice system, started thinking like that, started giving women the new ideas. Because these same BS ideas that have been trending since 1788, like, girl, are y'all not tired? Are y'all not tired of being original? Are y'all not tired of not being creative? Please be so bodaciously for real. So I'm taking a step back, and that's what I mean by I'm taking like basic advice and repackaging it in my voice on the Distract Me Please podcast, and then giving it right back to you, because maybe you needed this reminder. I need to take a step back, and I need to find new content creators and new people to watch. Like, I love Caitlin Ray so much, because her videos have always been, I'm a hot mess who's just out here making it, living my dream, and this is so much fun. Hey guys, peace. Like, that's about it. She does not post consistently, which, oh my gosh, that is such a dead concept of content creation. Post consistently. Baby, if you post a video once a year, I promise there's a small niche of people who would even just enjoy you because you post a video once a year. Like, once a year, you won't have a big audience. I can't even say that. Because you might find the opportunity to have a big audience. But, quantity does matter on social media, but to a certain extent, oh my gosh, seeing someone post once a month, once every 2 weeks, but seeing that they truly enjoy it, I will take that over someone trying to just push content out every day because they're trying to be an industry plant so badly. Oh, are they working to try to become an industry plant girl? Which I just learned the definition of that is actually, instead of like getting it out the mud, you just have industry connections and then boom, you are where you are. So, and I was like, I don't necessarily see what's bad about that. You simply use the opportunities that were presented to you. So what's so bad about being an industry plant? I understand how people feel some type of way if you're like, oh yeah, I got it out the mud. I did this all by myself. Okay, you know what? As a person who helped you get there, as a person who actually funded and paid for all your marketing when you're a little nobody, hey, I would actually be upset about that. But like as an audience member, I truly don't care. I truly don't care. I might be like, that's actually as an audience member, I would be like, girl, I don't even think you know your own backstory, but like it is what it is. So I don't necessarily think being an industry plant is bad. I just think lying about it is bad. And what I mean by like people are trying to post every day trying to be an industry plant, I mean people who are posting every day feels like they're honestly just trying to get the attention of someone who has money, who works in the industry, who sees their potential and decides to fund their entire career until they finally do make it and make all that money back for the person who helped fund their career. That's what I mean by like, oh, you seem like people who post every day seem like they want to be an industry plant so bad, like and I'm not talking like Vlogmas moments, you know, I'm talking like people who truly just be posting just to post. Like, okay, Trisha Paytas posting every day and how often she posts. She seems, you know what? I ain't even gonna comment on that. But I don't know. Y'all know what I mean. Why am I trying to sit here and explain it? Y'all know what I mean. Y'all seen the content. Lazy, doesn't look good, doesn't even look like they tried, or sometimes it's way too overdone. It's given, baby girl, AI worked on this entire thing for you when you're just posting just to post. Posting just to get noticed. Posting just to get an email saying, come speak to me. Like, girl, it ain't that big of a deal. But that's all I had to say. That's the new things that I'm implementing in life. I need a sandwich. I'm kind of hungry. And hopefully it helps me. Hopefully it just helps my mental health. Because there are still so many aspects of my life that I'm working on. Again, like I said, being worried about my future, like worried about family life. There's still weekends where I have to go home and, you know, deal with all the BS that I just semi-explained. And so it's really hard for me to be like, oh my gosh, I'm doing everything that I want to do. And it's not in a sense of like, I'm doing everything I want to do and I'm still unhappy, but it's like, oh, I'm doing everything I want to do. I'm not getting results in the time that I thought I would. And so I'm still kind of struggling out here. My finances are not where they are. So I'm still struggling, even though I'm living my dream life. And it just makes me jealous to see people who got it the way I wish it would happen for me. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot mentally. So we're making changes. We're making changes. Every influencer who's out there like, oh yeah, every influencer has a Birkin. Yeah, I just saw a video of some guy say that recently. He was like, girl, put that fake Birkin down. Every influencer has a Birkin. And I was like, oh, you saying this just for the clicks? Because ain't no way in hell you really be out here like, every influencer has a Birkin. Okay. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about in general, man. I'm talking about all the influencers who make money. Because, like, again, a lot of the influencers that I watch tend to, like, show off their wealth a lot. And some of them are just like they can't get around it. Like if you vlog your life every day, you just can't get around showing the fact that you live in a big house, even if you're not doing a house tour. But stuff like that, you know? So they're just like, oh, this is my closet. Put it in a new closet. They're not sitting there saying how much they spent on it. Or sometimes they do give the breakdown to like make it semi, like to show people, okay, like this is not the average every day. Like I'm not sitting here to, like, I don't know how to explain it. You can tell when people are being genuine and humble about their... I feel like I've talked about people too much. Yo, I got a lavender syrup from TJ. I'm like literally on board. I'm bored. I'm tired of talking about people. I feel myself talking in circles and I feel myself getting bored about the conversation that I'm talking about. Girl, I got a lavender syrup from TJ Maxx and it... matcha. Whole milk. Hey, that's another thing I'm going back to. I can't do this almond milk diet, girl. I can't do this oat milk diet. I've done it for so long. And for a really long period of time, I liked it. And then every once in a while, I accidentally get slipped whole milk in my coffee, in my matcha, and I like it so much better. I like it so much more. Give me the milk of a cow's titty. Baby, I cannot tell you how much I love it so much more. I love it so much more. I'm going back to whole milk. Matcha, milk of your choice. Personally, it's going to be whole milk for me. And like a teaspoon? No. A tablespoon? I was going to say 3 teaspoons, but then I was like, wait a minute. Isn't that just 1 tablespoon? A tablespoon of lavender syrup? Baby, go about your day and be a happy gal. Go about your day and be a hippity, happity, happity hup. That's the only way I could put it. Oh my God, when I tell you that mess was so good. When I tell you I slurped that drink down. So so quickly. Gone. Cup empty. My matcha is about to finish so soon now. Because now I found my new favorite matcha drink that I get to hyperfixate and I get to make every day at home. So I need to go get myself a new thing of whole milk because I'm completely out of milk. I'm completely out of milk. But I'm going back to cow titties. I'm going back to cow titties. Y'all have fun out there milking almonds and oatmeal. Girl, give me a cow. Let me milk the cow and then let me turn it into some burgers. I can't do this anymore. Ooh, I wish I could stand with y'all. Ooh, I wish I could be out here just, yes. Wait, isn't today Tuesday? Oh my gosh. Burger Mojo has $2 burgers. I'm about to go to Burger Mojo and get myself a burger. I said I was hungry. I'm about to go get myself a burger. A burger. It's called the Thrift Shop Burger. Burger Mojo Tuesdays. Thrift Shop Burger goes down to $2.98. It's typically like $4 something. It goes down to $2.98. I'm going to go get myself a $2 burger with some fries. That's probably it. I was like, maybe a little shaky shake. Nah, I don't want to shake. Just fries and a burger. These haters got nothing on me. It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Moral of the story is, I'm going to be looking for smaller black content creators whose content involves just living a normal life. Just living a life that's closer to the average. I'm really tired of watching the outliers on YouTube. The outliers who have made so much money on social media. Baby girl, I wish I could be you, which is why I can't watch you anymore. I can't do it anymore, girl. I'm so tired. Going back to podcasts where you can't do a house tour on a podcast. I'm so tired. I don't want to see your house anymore. I don't want to see your closets anymore. Please, bro. And I'm not telling you to take this content off the internet because you best believe every once in a while, I'm like, damn, what do I want my future closet to look like? What's Adeline Morin's closet looks? Blah, 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 blah. What does Adeline Morin's closet look like? Like, I'm not telling you to take the content down because I still need the content. I still want to watch that content, just not today and not as often as I watched it before. So with that being said, go read the Song of Achilles and break your own heart too. I'm just going to break your heart right back. I'm going to print out the readings that I have to do for class tomorrow. So that way the printing, as it's printing, I'm going to go get this burger and then I'm going to come back, eat my burger, watch some YouTube videos, and then I'm going to do the reading and then shower and then I'm going to go to bed. I'm also going to remove these lashes. These lashes need to come off. Next thing that needs to come off, my nails need to come off. Oh, I did press on nails. Mm-mm. They all coming off. Oh my gosh. I want to go get the Gel X glue so I can do nail extensions and whatnot, but that's at Target. I'll get that another day, girl. Girly, I ain't doing that today. I ain't doing it today. No sorry. No thank you. I'm done. I think I've talked y'all's ear off enough. Is there anything else? Nah. I'm really tired. I'm so tired to the point that I can't stop talking. I gotta pee so bad. I got a squatty potty and a dash cam. Life is good. Life is great. You heffa's got nothing on me. Side of collard greens. What song is that? Oh. Moo, 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 moo. All my socials are always and forever in the show notes of this podcast description. Tell your friends and family about the Distract Me Please podcast and how I made you giggle. Or don't. People don't need to be in your business. I'm so sick and tired of people in my business. I'll tell you that much. I'm going to pee. I'm also going to go do my homework. I made a bunch of bookmarks. So there's that. I just want to tell you about my books. Okay, bye. I love you all. I'm going to go get myself a burger. Do you want a burger? I have girl bossed so close to the sun, to the point that I hit my computer desk so hard, my laptop said, it ain't nothing to cut that off. So what I was going to finish this podcast by saying was, Usher had the best Super Bowl halftime performance I've ever seen, and I stand by that. Okay, peace, love, and blessings, or maybe a few cupcakes. Peace.